Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the World Health Organization's Director General, will run for a second term in next year's election, according to our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Born in Ethiopia, Dr. Tedros was elected to the position in 2017 when he made history as the first African elected to the WHO's top job. STAT's Helen Branswell has taken a look at his tenure. Helen, we know he responded to the Ebola outbreak in the northeastern corner of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, a terrible time. Now we're in a pandemic. Remind us of his tenure, but also the feeling about how he's handling COVID-19.
So a lot of his tenure has been taken up, publicly at least, with health crises, particularly the ones you've mentioned. There have been sort of back-to-back-to-back-to-back Ebola outbreaks over the last few years, one of which was the second worst on record. And, you know, he was heavily involved and, you know, I think was quite admired for that. In the pandemic as well, you know, he has been very front and center, although the agency did take quite a bit of criticism, still does, for their early handling of the pandemic. You know, there was the sense that perhaps if they had pushed China harder, the world might have been better prepared. A lot of that criticism was leveled by the Trump administration, which downplayed the significance of the pandemic even after it was declared. So, you know, it's not 100% clear that anything that they would have done early on would have made a huge difference here.
Well, we should say that President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the WHO, something President Biden rescinded, you know, when he took office. But there was a lot of blame thrown at the WHO, as you're saying, maybe unfairly. But what does it mean that he's running again? I mean, what does it matter who heads the WHO?
You know, I think it matters a lot. The agency has quite limited powers. The WHO functions under rules written for it by its member states, one of which has been the United States. It can't sort of march into a country and investigate something. It has to be invited, and it has to act according to the, you know, the wishes of the country when it's there. Still, it has a lot of moral sway internationally. You know, it's heavily involved right now in trying to secure vaccine for countries that don't have production capacity. Dr. Tedros, in particular, has been really pushing this issue and, you know, making the point that it is completely unfair that sort of a dozen countries in the world are using most of the vaccine now, and many countries have, you know, had enough doses for potentially like 1 or 2% of their populations. So, you know, that job can play a very important role. It is common for director generals to seek a second term. It's uncommon for them not to. They're only allowed to serve two, but he has to be elected. The way this works is other people could throw their hat into the ring, and if they do, there will be an election process.
That's Helen Branswell from Stat News saying that what she's hearing is that the current head of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, will run again for the head of that organization. Of course, he hasn't formally announced that, and he will have to be elected. He may have competition. We'll see. But Helen Branswell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.